back from the home country of that band, and Curtis back as well. Did you go into any of the local pubs while you were in Ireland?
Did you have
a favorite?
I sure did. Over by Adair, the pub night was at Bill Chalk's, which was very, very cool. Had a nice garden outside, but it was like a cool dive bar inside.
Excellent.
There was like three near Adair. We hit all three of them. I can't remember the other two names. Bill Chalk's was my favorite over there. In Dublin, we went to O'Donohue's, which the week before, Mumford and Sons showed up.
Oh, and just showed up and played there?
And played there.
That would have made Chime happy.
It was so,
he loves Mumford. He's a Mumford stan.
Ooh, Mumford rejoin.
Yeah.
Kendall be pissed.
We were talking to a bartender there, and he said the week after, Noah Kahan was just sitting in the corner drinking a beer alone. Like, so cool.
Why didn't he get up and play?
They didn't really know it was him till the end.
Oh, okay.
And so that place was cool. Toners was great. Dehenny and Nesbitt was probably my favorite. And then Stag's Head we went to. And Temple Bar, but...
I like the Temple Bar area in Dublin. That's a cool area.
Very cool.
Well, we're glad to have both of you back.
Happy to be back.
And we are going to get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in about a half an hour at 7:20. On the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, which reads, with regard to match two, since Courtney challenged Shime while she was overseas, if Courtney wins, Shime cannot talk Pokemon for a month on the show. And if Shime wins, Courtney cannot post on Instagram for a month.
Yeah, I won't be taking that one.
How do you feel about that?
Nope. Huh? Absolutely not.
How long could you go without posting on Instagram?
I feel like 3 days.
Oh, try like 3 hours.
No, I feel like 3 days.
I don't think I could. I don't think you could go 3 hours, as Shime said. I think you would be absolutely jonesing for it.
I would be.
Yeah.
You could get 3 hours.
I could get 3 days, I think.
Courtney, you should do an AMA on Instagram of how long you could last.
Yeah. No, if I won, I would want Control to be able to go into the drops folder maybe be able to delete like three.
No way. Those are too important.
Or make your own drops.
Right.
Those are too valuable.
Yeah.
All right. Some leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You already brought up what the WNBA players were wearing during the All-Star game, the pay your players t-shirts. And there were a lot of headlines coming out of this weekend when it came to WNBA players. And of course, somebody had to throw shade at one Caitlin Clark. And that was Kelsey Plum, who was talking to media about the shirts. And it was a moment where it really should have united all the players. They were all wearing the shirts. They were all on the same page. It seems like they all want to be paid more. Who wouldn't? And instead of it being a united front, she decided to take it and go a different way.
Okay.
Here's what she had to say.
Well, it was a very powerful moment. We didn't, at least as players, we didn't know that was going to happen. I think it was kind of like a genuine surprise, but the t-shirt... just united front was determined this morning that we had a meeting for, and you know, not to tattletale, but zero members of Team Clark were very present for that. But no, we were just we had a very
that really needed to be mentioned.
I'm trying to make a situation light, okay? But yeah, no, I think it was just all of us getting on the same page for the game. We wanted to do something that was just united and collective, and I thought that it was a very powerful moment and got the point across. And you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything.
Correct. You don't need to say anything. It was a united front. Caitlin Clark was wearing the shirt. Now, I do want to clarify, because the first time I heard it, it kind of made it seem like Team Clark as in like her management or anything. Yeah. It was the team. Like, Team Clark was one of the teams in for the All-Star game. But they were reportedly invited 10 minutes before this meeting. Like, this is such a slight for no reason.
No.
They were wearing the shirts. They all feel the same way. There's no reason to bring that up other than to be like, I effing hate this girl and I'm going to try to throw shade at her no matter what, any way I can. And then to say, oh, I'm just trying to make things light, that doesn't make it light. What you did was make it darker.
These people are so effing stupid.
Yeah, they don't get
it. If you want to get paid more, don't alienate the millions of people the girl brought to the sport, you dullard.
Right.
God in heaven.
They don't get it.
What you should be saying is thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
It's all jealousy.
That's what it is.
And the fact of the matter is, she makes more money. Eventually, you're going to make more money. There are more eyes on the sport, theoretically. Mm. That means more money that you're eventually going to make.
Yeah, right? I don't get it.
And Kelsey Plum is a big name for the sport. Like, she does pretty...
I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
Really?
She can walk
through
the stadium.
Greg doesn't know women's basketball.
Well, nobody does.
Right.
That was such a great moment by Gillis and the ESPYs.
Oh,
holy
great.
Cow.
It was
oh,
great.
People were so butthurt over that entire
speech. Get off social media.
Speech.
They're all morons.
It was so dumb.
I know.
Everybody that has a tiny scintilla of humor in their body was laughing their ass off about the Belichick joke. About, I mean, if you missed it, he says hello to his good friend's wife in this crowd saying she played the WNBA. Everybody cheers.
Four-time All-Star.
They're like, ooh, a WNBA star. Yeah. Oh, look, there she is.
No.
And then she's like, nope, that's my buddy's wife. I told you nobody watches the sport.
But then it was also like the Megan Rapinoe joke where he's like, you know, she didn't come, thank God, or whatever. Yeah, and he said, oh, you guys are all pretending she's a good time.
Yeah. Well, he's not that funny. Chimes says.
I just don't find him that funny.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I've never found him funny. Yeah.
Chime said he was a hack.
No, I never said that. Right?
What?
Yes.
Wait, who are you find funny?
Right, are you a big Carrot Top guy?
No. He likes, literally, I kid you not, he likes George Lopez.
I like George Lopez. They both love the George Lopez show.
Do.
Oh, the George Lopez show was great.
Yeah. That's the funniest thing you've ever
no
said.
No one ever. Huh? More people watch.
Me and Wiki said that.
Yep. More people watch the WNBA than watch the George Lopez
that's
show.
That's not true at all. Yeah, the George Lopez show was in syndication.
Yes.
Right?
And it was on for like 8 or 9 seasons.
Yeah.
I do watch the tire show he has.
It's pretty funny. I mean, Santa watches it while I'm falling asleep, and I giggle.
Yeah. Greg, you could have given me until Friday to name Shime's favorite comedian, and I would not have landed on George Lopez.
I never said George Lopez was my favorite comedian.
So who is?
I don't know. I don't really have one.
Okay. That's great. How do you not have a... So who makes you laugh? Who's funny? Who do you see on Netflix or a stand-up show that you're like, oh, that was good?
He likes the guy who cuts the guy who cuts the watermelons up with the chainsaw.
No, Nate Bargatze's pretty funny.
No, not Carrot Top.
Oh, Gallagher.
He's a big Gallagher guy.
No, I'm not. Nate Bargatze's pretty funny.
All right.
Nate Bargatze. Like
he's funny. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, what about Sebastian, your boy? What's his name?
Maniscalco?
No, not funny.
No? All right,
no.
Courtney, good lead.
Thank you.
Lead from Wiggy. What's the topic of your lead?
Topic of my lead is Red Sox.
Okay, all right, Red Sox. Red Sox lead from Wiggy coming, and then my lead, and I hate doing this, but I've been asked to do it, so douche move ruling required based on what somebody on this show did recently, apparently, according to the information that I have received. So we'll get to that coming up next.